This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, DXers. This is TJ the DJ from Sycamore, Illinois, on August 21st, 1998. And I'd like to find out, ask Fred or Bruce, if co-channel TV interference can be stopped. Our cable company says it's beyond their control to stop it, but other cable companies in the area claim they can stop it. We were watching Channel 9, you know, all the Chicago channels this week, and it's been terrible. Channel 9, we've gotten stations in station in St. Louis, and it's been just terrible interference all the way around, and on FM radio has been terrible too. Hey, I picked up the furthest FM stations that I picked up with the Sporadic E. All this week I picked up stations in mid Wisconsin. I picked up WYCO in Wausau, Wisconsin. I picked up stations in Marshfield, Wisconsin. All northern Wisconsin FM stations have been just wiping out everything out here in the Chicago Rockford area. And by the way, Fred, our cable company uses a broadband antenna to pick up the Rockford, Illinois, and Chicago TV stations. So long for now.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here from Oakland on the 26th of August. Whatever happened to real country? I don't know. But I was just tuning by KNEW, and I heard Against the Wind by Bob Seger, and I didn't think too much of it. But then when I went by there again and heard Get on Your Feet by Gloria Estefan, I figured something's wrong, so I switched over to FM, and lo and behold, KNEW is now simulcasting with K101. As to whether or not they'll change their call or whether or not this is just temporary until another format is established, I don't know. But strange things have happened. We haven't had popular or middle-of-the-road music on K101 since the oldies format of the early 70s. So that's what's happening. Happy DX.
Hey, Fred and DXers everywhere. This is TJ the DJ from Sycamore, Illinois. I got a question for you, Fred, or any other DJ who's been in radio, especially oldies radio. Why is it that all oldies radio is such that when you heard one oldie station, you heard them all? They play the same 200 oldies over and over again. And why can't there be a station that plays the hits like Joe Donovan used to play on Radio 84 WHAS? Thank you and have a good fall. Rock on.
And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Now to address some of the questions. First of all, TJ's question about cable television. Well, as you know, the last couple of months have been rather phenomenal as far as FM and TV DX. I've seen a good couple dozen stations new here in Lima, Ohio, as well as heard a lot of good DX on the 2-meter and UHF amateur radio bands. And in fact, WLIO television was seen some 250 miles to the east. And keep in mind, we're a UHF station on channel 35, or if you want to use megahertz, that's 601 megahertz. So the band has been very good. Now, if a cable company is using a single antenna to process in a distant station, I don't see how they can get away from some DX or, in your case, interference. However, some other cable companies hedge their bet by using several antennas or highly directional Yagi antennas to capture the signal and to prevent interference from coming in from the side. And still other stations work out some kinds of agreements with cable companies, such as what we do at WLIO, where we feed our signal out of the master control via fiber to the Time Warner head end, and there they microwave it to their other head ends in distant communities. So you may be sitting up in Ottawa, Ohio, some 30 miles away from Lima, and be able to watch a very pristine picture on your local cable system, and the interference may be very severe on the over-the-air picture. So it all depends on how the cable company sets things up as far as how good of a picture you get at your home. Now, the question about oldies. Well, this is something which has disturbed me for many, many years, and that is you can get to the point where you do so much research on your music that you actually become a very sterile radio station. And I think back to my years in radio when I started in the business, all the many very successful music directors who went by the gut hunch. Yeah, we looked at the charts, we looked at the music reviews, but a lot of it was made by hunches and playing some records and trying them on the air in our particular community. However, I have to say, when I worked in Detroit, the company I worked for had a bank of about 15 people sitting in a room constantly calling out, playing songs over the telephone to folks and asking them if they liked this song. And if the song was not liked by the majority on that particular night, the song was axed from the playlist. Now, when you get into oldies music, there seems to be the mindset that only the top 20 songs from the years 1954 to 1974 should be played, and anything over the top 20 are kind of minutia. So there are some that do think that they can get a rather large listening just by playing the well-established songs in the top 20. However, I tend to feel that the listening audience is a little bit more lenient, and I've proved this in several formats at stations, that you can go with a playlist as large as 3,000 and still achieve very good success. So I guess it all depends on what your feelings are and your programming senses. Myself, I tend to go by gut and hunch, and a lot of times that pays off. Now, whether or not that works for somebody else is another thing. And, you know, TJ, speaking of old music, I just happened to come across this gem from 10 years ago at the National Radio Club Convention. It was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We brought along a FM and an AM transmitter, FM 89, AM 1610. And this is what was on the air in Milwaukee. Here's the air check.
Say, what kind of place is this?
Convention 88. First on the dial, WNRC. On the go, go!
Hey, do you need some more report forms? Where they're available now. They come in four different languages: English, Spanish, French, and of course, for those DXers that like young girls, Valley Toss. WNRC invites you to contact the Pub Center for all the details.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, not to...
Hello, good morning, this is Walker on your radio. Hey, you went down to Summerfest this weekend, yeah, what a great time. And I'll tell you what, there are a lot of women down there. And definitely we can say they were born to be wild.
Get your motor running.
Let's go, 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 go!
You're listening to All Convention Radio, WNRC FM, Milwaukee.
First on the dial, WNRC.
With studios and offices in the penthouse of the Midway Motor Lodge.
What a great record. Vehicle, the Ides of March. 1970 gold on your convention station, Milwaukee's finest, just like its beer, WNRC.
Hey, well, I'm a friend, a stranger in the black sedan.
First on the dial.
A big follow-up for Leslie Gordon. You don't own me on the convention station, WNRC.
You don't own me.
First on the dial.
Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for October 1998. As usual, I'm Phil Wayne, here at my disorganized little desk with my rumpled editor's hat on, with Mark Marino, as we finish the FM side of Southern Illinois Radio.
The station's out of Cape Girardeau, but they put a kicking signal into Southern Illinois.
John Boy and Billy in the Morning.
And with any luck at all, we'll survive.
Classic rock all day. 100.7 KGMO, Cape Girardeau.
Classic rock on the dot, 100.7 KGMO. Good morning, 10:09, Sydney in with you. It is raining. We're rolling through a big classic rock block. Bob Seger, old-time rock and roll on 100.7 KGMO.
Classic rock.
We've got double beds, free cable TV with the naked channel, and complimentary shampoo.
100.7 KGMO.
It's the Cash Key Songs. Know them and win free money.
Listen at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. for that hour's songs.
Remember them and listen tomorrow morning for Steve in D.C. to ask for caller 10 before 7:30 and win $101 cash.
It's easy winning.
Free money.
Listen at 9, 2, and 5.
We're giving the most money in Southern Illinois with the easiest way to win.
Just for listening to the new 101.5 CILFM.
Steve in D.C. will make another winner tomorrow. Shouldn't it be you?
The Cash Key Songs from the new 101.5 CILFM.
Southern Illinois weather.
Checking out the latest 24-hour Doppler radar forecast. You hear that rumbling off in the distance? That is the thunder coming along with these storms that are rolling in. Still a few hours away, though. Severe storms on the way. We will let you know everything that's going on. Stick tuned to CILFM. When they do move in, a plenty of temperature drop coming your way. Low of 62 degrees overnight. Then tomorrow, showers mostly in the morning. Then high of 71. Still 77 right now. Here's more Stopless Hit Music on 101.5.
CILFM.
This station's format began 22 years ago with a jock named Dennis Lyle. He had a program from midnight to 2 a.m. in the morning doing Top 40. And this is how it sounds today.
Dave B. Good, playing Southern Illinois' hottest hit music on 101.5 CILFM.
CILFM Buzzcut.
Continuous hit, Southern Illinois' new 101.5 CILFM. It's your home for free money with the Cash Key Songs. Listen for the songs at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Remember those songs and listen to Stephen D.C. tomorrow morning before 7:30 when they tell you to call. Be caller 10, win $101 cash from CILFM. It's simple. It's easy to win. Just listen to the radio at work from the new 101.5 CILFM.
From Cedar Street, random acts of kindness from K103.
Now, another extra long music suite.
40 minutes
of hot new country.
And all back to back
right here on Hot New Country.
K103.
New Country K103 is 102.9 KEZS FM Cape Girardeau. It's also the home of the $100,000 Song of the Day.
102.9,
Hot New Country K103. Hot New Country K103. You're still the one. That's Shania. It's a 40-minute music suite. Good morning. This is Rick Harrington. Just after 2, working the listener lines for you. For Chaffee, George Strait, and the Chair on K103.
Well, excuse me.
Light rock, less talk. Magic 103.5.
This is for you, Daddy. 985-6529. The Zimmer Radio Group, an equal opportunity employer.
Here's another hour of at least 55 minutes of light rock with less talk. Magic 103.5.
Magic 103.5.
WUEZ-FM. Christopher is Magic 103.5. Light rock for all of Southern Illinois from Zimmer Radio Group.
Next at 103.9, WXAN runs a Southern Gospel satellite format, except in the morning.
Sorry, Gospel, what's that song?
That song is I Can't Help Myself by the Mid-South Boys.
Oh, wow, yay! How'd you know? Are you a Mid-South fan?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, that goes back a couple of years.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Well, what's your name?
Kendall Hudson.
Hi, Kendall. Have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No, I sure have.
Well, good. Then you've won something today. Today's your lucky day.
Well, sounds good to me.
Well, hold on the phone. I'll get some information from you.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Sure.
That is Mid-South on Solid Gospel. I can't help myself. It's true. That's from a couple of years ago. In fact, let's see, I can tell you exactly when that was. October of 1991 is when that was released. And I don't think they're singing anymore at all. Not even Christian country at all. So there you go, some trivia information for you. It is 28 after on a Tuesday night. What do the new tax laws mean for you?
It's Bill McCarty, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 here on the home of Southern Hospitality, WXAN 103.9 FM.
The best gospel music variety.
Next station, WTAO, used to broadcast at 104.9. It was also one of the country's premier avant-garde progressive music stations. Well, later on, they got a frequency change and a power increase and a totally different sound.
Oh, Kenny Rogers, his chicken stores are closing down.
Uh-oh.
You know, Kramer's favorite food.
Uh-huh.
Kenny Rogers Chicken, closing down, filing for bankruptcy. Kenny asked Dolly Parton to go in on the deal with him for breast purposes, and she said no. And so he's had to file for bankruptcy now.
Bummer.
Yep. Not going to happen. On top of that, are there any of those around here?
Mm-hmm.
That is the crappiest chicken I've ever had in my life.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
Wait a minute. Right up the street. It makes chicken with an attitude look like a gourmet restaurant.
Really?
Wow.
Maybe chicken with an attitude can expand and buy some of those restaurants.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
A bad idea. A little annexation.
Well, there you go.
All right. Okay, 28 in front of 8 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Shelly, this place is the pits. Look at these plastic guys. They all look like John Revolting. Disco fever all over again. I thought you said we could meet some great guys here.
Hey, get a load of the one in the flaming red knit pants. Oh, my feet are killing me. Why can't I meet someone? There's got to be a better way.
There is, Shelly.
Who are you?
I'm the Radio Day Genie. And you can meet Brian and Ken and Steve and lots of other great guys, and they don't have any flaming red knit pants.
How?
With Radio Day.
Radio Day? What's Radio Day?
Just pick up the phone now. Make a free call and answer a few personal questions about yourself and the someone special you're looking for. The Radio Date computer will then work its magic and find that special person that's looking for someone just like you, Shelly.
Radio Date sounds cool. Thank you, Radio Date Genie. Beth, let's get out of here. The smell of cheap cologne is making me ill. I need a Radio Date.
A simple free call to 1-888-ROCK-TAO right now is the easy way to meet terrific people who want to meet you with Rock 105 TAO's Radio Date. You must be 18 to call. 1-888-ROCK-TAO.
Oh, that thing's over now. Okay.
Oh,
7:33 in the morning at Rock 105 TAO, and Officer Jeff has just walked into the room.
Hello?
You ready for baseball season?
Yes, I am.
Are you a big baseball fan?
I watch it for about a month at the beginning, and then I kind of lose it for 6 or 8 months during the middle, and then watch
six or eight months.
Then watch it a couple months at the end to see all the playoff stuff. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite team?
Cardinals, I guess, yeah.
Like the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Kid Man, Kerry Cool, and Flounder. Mornings on Rock 105 TAO.
Hey,
can change your life.
Change your life. But it's up to you to change your underwear. Hitman, Kerry Cool, and Flounder on Rock 105 TAO.
Rock 105 TAO, latest from Jerry Cantrell called I'll Cut You In, I'll Cut You Up. Michael Scott here being silly. Hey, remember now the Celestial Gutter Monkeys, that's our TAO bowling team. They're at it again. This time they are cosmic bowling for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Yep, they're raising money for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. It's called Bowl for Kids' Sake, and it happens from 12:30 to 2:30, Saturday, April 25th. So join us at the SI Bowl in Carter. Like before, we're going to do our part, but Big Brothers and Big Sisters, a great organization, need your help. And if you're interested in bowling for kids' sake or donating money or any kind of service you can offer to the Big Brothers and Big Sisters organization, give John a call. Here's the number, 997-5336, 997-5336. That's the Celestial Gutter Monkeys in Rock 105 doing their part and bowling once again.
Making it out of bed in the morning is hard enough. Don't make it more difficult. Tune in mornings with Kit and Man, Kerry Cool, and Flounder to start your day off right. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Well, no sex, no drugs either. Tons of great rock, cool prizes, and just enough news, sports, and weather information to keep you on top. Of things, that is. Kit Man, Kerry Cool, and Flounder. Mornings on Rock 105. TAO.
They sure do love their morning team there. That's TAO from Murfreesboro. We're winding it down here. We got two more. Here's WQRL from Benton.
When you hear great oldies from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, you must be hearing Q106. Q106.3 is WQRL-FM, Benton, Marion, Carbondale. Your station for the music, the fun, and the memories of the 50s, 60s, and early 70s. We're shutting up so you can crank it up with the most continuous oldies allowed by law. We're Q106.
More satellite, more often.
Q106.3, your favorites. Robert Emerson old high on a mountain of hits, and I got them for you here in the nighttime, playing all oldies all the time. Beach Boys coming up soon, but right now, Temptations.
Many in Southern Illinois will say we've saved the best for last. Our last station in Southern Illinois began programming country music when it first came on in the early 1970s, and it's still going strong as a country music station. It was begun by Dutch Dalich, and it is W3D.
Today's country W3D, brand new Leanne Rimes. It's Commitment. That's a hot tour she is on. Leanne Rimes and Brian White, and they're coming to the area. They're going to be at the DuCoin State Fair. Tickets will go on sale this Saturday. A reminder here from your concert connection with George Strait coming, sold out. Garth Brooks is coming, sold out. We have a few tricks up our sleeves, though, so keep it here. Hurricane F and Tracy McSherry today is 22 in front of 11, and Leanne Womack is next from Today's Country 3D.
Don't file your 1997 taxes.
Do it best at Bob Stotler Building Center, 510 West Main, downtown Marion.
That's W3D at 107.3. And that brings to the end our look at Southern Illinois Radio. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this just as much as I've enjoyed putting it together. Until next time, this is Mark Marino saying bye for now.
Thanks, Mark. I'm sure many of you have noticed how many of the smaller markets today are trying to sound like big market radio. And while this may present some benefit as far as professionalism within the industry, most of the local program flavor is lost. Next month, Mark Erdman takes us south. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne.
Hi again, everyone. Ken here in the sports department, and I have several items to pass on, and I'm ready to go if your ears are. First, after listening to the tape from Bruce Conti in New Hampshire, excuse me, Bruce, I thought the Cleveland Indians were on 1220 WKNR, and here the ID, and I've heard them myself here on 1100 WTAM, so I can't figure out what happened there, if the contracts got screwed up or what, but I thought the Indians were based out of 1220 from Cleveland. Maybe somebody out in that area can let us know. Anyway, I got the National Football Team radio station information provided by one magazine that the Sporting News puts out and two annuals, one by ESPN Radio and the other by the NFL. It's the NFL Sporting News Guide. That they gave me as much as they possibly could. Sometimes you have to pick stuff up between announcers and sports radio stations in town. But anyway, here we go. The Arizona Cardinals out of Phoenix on 1060 KDUS and 100.7 KSLX. That provided, of course, by our DX Audio Service member down in Arizona. The Atlanta Falcons, they listed 920 WGST, but I know that's wrong because 920 is WMBN and WGST is on 640. So let's hope they're on 640 unless someone in the Atlanta area can tell us different. Announcers are Jeff Hollinger and Jeff Van Note. Baltimore Ravens on 1300 WJFK with Scott Garceau and Tom Manti. Buffalo Bills on 96.9 WGRF, 103.3 WEDG with Jeff Van Miller and John Murphy. Carolina Panthers on WBT, no announcers mentioned. Chicago Bears on 670 WMAQ with Wayne Larrabee, Hub Arkush, and Tom Thayer. Cincinnati Bengals on 1160 WBOB and 105.1 WUBE with Peter Arbogast and Dave Laffam. The next three stations, they couldn't get any announcers, but the Dallas Cowboys on 103.7 KVIL, Denver Broncos 850 KOA, Detroit Lions 1270 WXYT, Green Bay Packers 620 WTMJ with Jim Irwin, and they know they got a color analyst, but I just couldn't think of his name. They didn't mention it anyway. Indianapolis Colts 94.7 WFBQ with Bob Leamy, Jacksonville Jaguars 690 WOKV, Kansas City Chiefs 101.1 KCFX with Mitch Holtus and Len Dawson. Miami Dolphins in English 560 WQAM with Bill Zimfer and Jim Mandich, and in Spanish 1140 WQBA with Rene Girardo. The Minnesota Vikings, 830 WCCO with Dan Rowe and Stu Voigt. Conflict with the Twins. The Twins most likely will move to AM 1130 KFAN. The New England Patriots out of Foxborough, Massachusetts, 104.1 WBCN with Gil Santos and Gino Capoletti. New Orleans Saints, 870 WWL with Jim Henderson and Stan Brock. And I'll be curious in the Chicago papers if they try to get the Saints games up in Chicago like they tried to do last year and failed because of their affection for Coach Mike Ditka. New York Giants, 102.7 WNEW. New York Jets, 660 WFAN with Howard David and Dave Jennings. Conflict with the Mets. I believe the Mets will go to 92.3 WXRK. Oakland Raiders on 1050 KTCT out of San Mateo. Philadelphia Eagles 94.1 WISP with Merrill Reese and Stan Walters. Pittsburgh Steelers on 1250 WTAE with Bill Hillgrove and Myron Cope. St. Louis Rams on 590 KFNS and 93.7 KSD. San Diego Chargers, 760 KFMB AM and 100.7 FM. Conflict with the Padres, who might go to 11690 Extra Radio. San Francisco 49ers, 810 KGO with Joe Starkey and Gary Plummer. Seattle Seahawks on 710 KIRO with Steve Thomas and Steve Raiklow. Conflict with the Mariners games might go to 950 KJR. Tampa Bay Buccaneers on 99.5 WQYK. Tennessee Oilers, this year out of Nashville, be playing at Vanderbilt University on 104.5 WGFX out of Gallatin. The Oilers' name will be changed after this season. Finally, the Washington Redskins on 106.7 WJFK with Sam Huff and Frank Herzog. In the July 20th issue of Broadcasting and Cable, I saw this article of interest. Sports Radio 660 WFAN New York is the nation's top billing radio station in history, bringing in $50.3 million last year, $12.4 million ahead of the second place station WLTW-FM, according to Duncan's Radio Guide. Many say WFAN's success is the work of morning man Don Imus, the only non-sports program on its schedule, which uses live jocks most hours, ESPN the exception, late Saturday and Sunday night. While mentioning New York and the latest spring Arbitron for them, WLGW and WSKQ tied for first at 5.9, WABC, WINS, WOR tied for ninth at 3.2, WFAN was 18th at 2%, 2.6% that is, 8th place in Long Island at 3.8, 9th place in Monmouth, New Jersey at 3.4, and 10th place in Morristown, New Jersey at 3.9. And to wrap up this report, one of the stations, our reporter Mark Durenberger, who loves to travel across the country and gives us those great tapes, one of his stations was 1090 KAAY in Little Rock. Remember in the past? Well, this 50,000-watt gospel powerhouse was just sold in July by Beasley Broadcasting to Citadel Communications in Montana for $5 million. We may see a format change soon. And that's it for now on the DX Audio Service. So long, friends.
Greetings, DX Audio Service listeners. Mark Durenberger in Minneapolis with part four of our Clear Channel Band Scan.
We've got a bunch of kilocycles. We got frequency to spell. We got 50,000 watts of goodwill. We can reach out everywhere.
50,000 watts, or 25 or even 10,000 watts, needs a lot of breathing room. And as we enter Colorado on our trip west across U.S. Highway 50, we're starting to note that some of the 1A and 1B AM assignments are being reused in these wide open areas and mountainous states, sometimes with significant power, particularly in the daytime. And of course, there are several 1A or 1B channels which have their primary station in the west. On this band scan, we'll be looking at signals from Canada to Mexico, from Colorado to the eastern part of Washington. Astute listeners have caught the fact that we haven't hit every station on every clear channel frequency across the country. The primary reason for that is time. On the column, we generally take as many stations as we can. We certainly get in the 50,000-watt stations, the 25,000s, and even the 10,000-watt signals as we have time. We've got a little extra time in this column, so we'll dig as deep as we can as we continue our motor trip west on Highway 50. And as usual, we'll begin by pointing our antennas north. And you can't get much farther away from Highway 50 in the northern part of the U.S. than Spokane, Washington.
Around Spokane and the world in 180 minutes. The Morning News Express. Weekday mornings, 5 to 8, on Supertalk 1510 KGA. Your official news, traffic, and weather station, and the home of the G-Man. 1510 Spokane.
Let's hear that voice again.
Spokane.
What a set of pipes that guy's got. Well, he's got a rival out there. I'm not sure if it's John Bowker or not, but listen to this guy.
Serving more people than any other Wyoming radio station. 1030 KTWO, Casper, Wyoming.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. Heavy weather plays no favorite. A tornado dropped in on Walnut Ridge in Lawrence County.
Fancy that.
Casper, Wyoming.
Almost makes you want to be a radio pronouncer. There are two assignments in Boise, Idaho, or Boise as the locals pronounce it. KGEM at 1140 with 10,000 watts.
The Treasure Valley's Memory Station. 1140 KGEM, Boise, Nampa.
A no-go for more Boeing 737s. I'm Jim Rogers.
And the mighty 670.
Purchase and activate a VoiceStream Ericsson digital phone between now and Mother's Day and receive $50 in flowers for Mom.
With 50,000 watts, this is Idaho's news and sports leader, News Talk 670, KBOI, Boise, Nampa, Caldwell.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. The Middle East Peace Summit, set to start Monday in Washington, might be put on hold.
Speaking of 670, there's another station, Lower Power, in Commerce City, Colorado. We would not normally include that because of the power and coverage, but you know how we like to hear the effect of directional antennas kicking in at local sunset. Here is 670 recorded west of the Continental Divide, as it switches pattern to protect both Boise, Idaho, and Chicago, Illinois.
Randall Terry is here live every weeknight right here on the Mighty 670 KLT from 4 to 5 p.m. Coming up next, we have a wonderful message from the Denver Rep. And following that, we have another wonderful message.
670 KLTT Commerce City.
Mountains turn out to be terrific shields against AM stations' ground wave signals. And typically what happens is if you get far enough away from a station, the ground wave can disappear completely and the sky wave becomes the predominant signal. And sometimes that's true even during daylight hours. Here's an example. We know that stations at the high end of the band, around 1500, typically have sky wave rolling in a little earlier than the low end of the band. Here's what 1510 sounds like on the western side, or the sunset side of the tower, as Skywave starts to roll in the late afternoon.
Hi, I'm Tremaine Hawkins.
Hi, this is Stacey Winans.
And this is her brother, B.B. Winans.
And this is the finest in good gospel music, KDKO Littleton, Denver.
.850 was actually designed as a United States 1B channel. And when you look at the National Radio Club's nighttime coverage map, the eastern half of the country is covered with circles and parabolas and bow tie patterns, with the dominant station being out of Boston. However, when you're west of the Mississippi, there's really only one signal.
Write us at Box 85, Denver, 80204, so we can tell others about Kids Who Count.
850 KOA. Committed to kids.
Committed to Colorado.
This is the 50,000-watt mother of the West. News Radio. 850 KOA. Denver.
60 degrees in Denver from Colorado's 24-hour newsroom. This is Susan Heath. It's 9:01 at News Radio 850 KOA.
Well, our next capture was made as we were headed toward Grand Junction and hoping for a good solid signal from KNZZ on 1100. Unfortunately, the same problem. Ground wave shielding from the mountains and the fact that we were driving right into the null that KNZZ provides in protection of WTAM in Cleveland.
1-800-989-4200. Fresh air. It's wonderful.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ Grand Junction.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson.
You know, as we were assembling this month's Clear Channel band scan and moving out west, I couldn't help but notice something that happened in Salt Lake City, North Salt Lake City, in fact, where KFAM 700 in North Salt Lake City is on the way to becoming KWLW. That's interesting, isn't it? There's already a WLW on 700. And then we heard last month in Jerry Starr's column that Clear Channel Communications, which operates WOAI on 1200 in San Antonio, just bought a station on 1200 in the Carolinas. Interesting, eh? Do you suppose these guys are going to shut off those channels? Maybe modify their coverage patterns a little bit to allow the primary stations to get out a little better? Or synchronize somehow to extend the range of those primary stations, WLW and WOAI. Let's keep an eye on those two and probably others that might be starting a new trend. Well, enough of a stop here. Let's get back on the road. We're on Highway 50 in Colorado, an absolutely beautiful drive. When you pass through Gunnison and the Blue Mesa Reservoir in those areas, and as you head west and you clear Grand Junction, it starts to flatten out a little bit, and you have an opportunity to deploy the Beveridge antenna. So we did that looking back over our shoulder south of Highway 50 at New Mexico.
K-O-D-A.
Albuquerque, Radio 77.
Whoops, there it goes again. Our clear channel capture machine seems to have a screw loose or something. Remember that happened around Chicago when we slipped back about 60 years or so. Well, that was more like 30 years, but there's no doubt there's still some ghosts lingering around that old Adobe transmitter building out there in Alameda, north of Albuquerque. Let's tighten the belt on our clear channel capture machine and see what KOB sounds like in 1998.
The flagship station for Lobo basketball.
News Radio 770, KKOB, Albuquerque.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Hart.
I don't know, somehow that doesn't seem like as much fun. Well, as long as our antenna is pointed back toward New Mexico, let's see what's on 1020.
Chosen as the large market station of the year by the New Mexico Broadcasters Association, this is the News Authority. 1020 KCKN, Roswell, New Mexico.
As we move west toward the Golden Gate on Highway 50 and enter the color country of Utah, we stopped in one of my favorite towns, Green River, on the Green River, of course, and took enough time to set out a Sirius beverage antenna and pointed it south toward Arizona. But we didn't have much luck. There are several stations in the Phoenix, Mesa, Tempe area on the 1A and 1B channels, but we were only successful on one.
We look forward to seeing you at the NASDAQ Investor Forum, and we thank you for joining us today, Tim Crane.
Thank you very much.
World and national news at 4 o'clock on KFNN, Mesa, Phoenix.
This is Bloomberg News Radio. I'm Mark Crumpton reporting from New York.
And as long as we're still looking south, here's the powerhouse on 660.
Serving the Navajo Nation, including Chinle, Kayenta, Shiprock, Farmington, and Sholo, this is 50,000 watt KTNN Window Rock.
KTNN, Indian Country.
A medical mystery deepens in Glendale.
Right ahead of us is 750 from Price, Utah, and we're driving toward it into the knoll in which KOAL protects WSB in Atlanta. Here's what it sounded like about 30 miles from the tower.
750 AM, KOAL, Price.
Chuck Sievertson. Some flights are canceled or delayed because the FAA has changed its order to airlines.
Boy, I hate to hear him talk about flights that are canceled. I missed the National Radio Club show in San Antonio this year, and I heard it was a great, great show. Why did we miss it? Courtesy of the strike at Northwest Airlines. Well, life goes on, and so do we, heading west on Highway 50. Pointing our antenna toward St. George, Utah, on a day that is less than ideal for reception.
Call 1-800-250-9177. 800-250-9177.
The latest news every 30 minutes on News Talk 890, KDXU, and KSGI, St. George.
I'm Dorothy McIntyre. If you plan to check out a Mideast peace summit in Washington Monday, don't hold your breath.
Well, we've got time for just one more here on part four of our Clear Channel band scan. We saved the no-brainer till the end, the 50,000-watt Clear Channel voice of Salt Lake City.
I'm Martin Tanner. We'll be back after the top of the hour news.
The News Watch never stops on News Radio 1160 KSL, Salt Lake City.
KSL News Radio 1160.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
CBS News, I'm Paul James. Dozens of flights have been canceled today because of new orders from the Federal Aviation Administration.
Well, our new orders are to get out of here and hopefully be back next time with part five of this multi-part band scan. As we drive Highway 50 from Chesapeake Bay in the east to the Golden Gate in the west, listening to Clear Channel stations and some of the other stations assigned to the 1A and 1B channels. Next time we meet, we'll enter Nevada and bring you the stations in Las Vegas and Reno. Then we'll cross the Sierra Nevadas, and we'll listen to the stations on the 1A and 1B channels located in Central California. This is Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis. Till we meet again, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. And before we blow out of here for yet another month, let's zip right through some CPC tests. WIBW 580 in Topeka, Kansas will be testing for the National Radio Club on Monday morning, October 5th, 1998, from 0100 to 0600 in the form of Morse code IDs along with their hourly ID. WIBW will be on their 5,000-watt night pattern, cardioid at 238 degrees. Reports should go to Mr. Ed O'Donnell, Operations Manager, WIBW, Post Office Box 1818, Topeka, Kansas, 66601, 1818. WSGI 1100 in Springfield, Tennessee, will conduct tests on October the 19th between 0100 and 0600 Eastern Time. The test will be comprised of country and western music along with Morse code IDs. This daytime-only station will be operating with a 1,000-watt non-directional pattern. Reports can be sent to Mr. Bill Gray, Station Manager, WSGI AM, Post Office Box 909, Springfield, Tennessee, 37172-0909. KEYZ 660 in Williston, North Dakota will conduct a DX test on October the 19th at various intervals from 0105 to 0130 and prior to the news at the top of the hour from 0200 to 0600 Eastern Time. The test will consist of 1,000 Hertz tones of about 30 seconds duration along with Morse code IDs during the 0105 to 0130 period, commencing after ABC Network News and local news and the code ID at the top of the hour preceding ABC News from 0200 to 0600 Eastern Time. Their format is country and western music. And on Monday, November the 16th, WODI 1230 in Brookneal, Virginia will be conducting a DX test at 0200 Eastern Time for an unspecified period with 1,000 Hertz tones, Morse code IDs, and Cajun fiddle music. Reports can be sent to DX Audio Service member Mr. Dave Marthouse, President and General Manager, WODI, 1230 Radio Road, Brookneal, Virginia, 24528-3141. Oops, and I forgot one here. KTGG 1540 will conduct a DX test on Monday, October 26, between 1230 and 130 Eastern Time. This test will be comprised of music in the form of marches, classical, and contemporary Christian music, plus Morse code IDs. KTGG will be using 470 watts non-directional during the test. Phone calls will be accepted at 1-800-750-9723, but QSLs will only be issued following a written reception report. Email reports may be sent to lmunn@admin.arbor.edu. Reception reports can be mailed to Mr. Lewis Munn, KTGG AM, Spring Arbor College, 106 East Main, Spring Arbor, Michigan, 49283. And before you give me a call on that, this is at station east of the Mississippi, issued a K call in error by the FCC, but they elected to keep the call sign. And that's our CPC test for this edition of the DX Audio Service. That's it. That's all. There's no more. So we'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember,
WGH, happy grabbing,
big time and
chicken plucking,
double clutching, ever grooving in old Virginia.
Get out and support radio.
Happy grabbing, big time and chicken plucking, double.